Coolies, a true story of Australian women at war, adapted from the diary written in a Japanese prison camp by Sister Betty Jeffrey. Dedicated to those nurses who did not return. Sister Davis.
Missing.
Sister Hempstead.
Missing.
Sister Gardam.
Missing.
Sister Raymond.
Missing.
Sister Jeffrey.
Here. January 23rd, 1945. 31 of our 32 sisters now have malaria, and we're all so tired we can do nothing but hope and pray for our freedom. If it doesn't come soon, we shall all be messes for the rest of our lives. You can't treat tropical ulcers, fevers, etc., on this diet and lack of water. It just won't work. 6 of our girls are in hospital, 4 of them very ill. Ray, Blanche Hempstead, Shirley Gardam, and Green Singleton. The rest of us are doing everything we can for them, specialing them day and night when they have their bad moments.
Is there anyone there? Val?
I'm here, Ray.
Oh, I thought I was on my own somewhere. I don't know where it was. It was awfully hot, and yet I was wet and shivering.
Now, that's the fever.
Oh. Don't you believe her, Ray? She was spilling water on you.
I didn't. It's too precious to spill. Anyway, I didn't.
Oh, Jess, only teasing. May I have a little to drink now?
Here.
Can I have the water tin after you, Val? I'll just dampen Reen's mouth.
How is she?
Still unconscious.
Funny bright lights all dancing around. See them?
Now lie down, Ray.
I want to watch. It's like Chinese New Year.
You can watch them if you lie down.
Oh, please let me sit up. I want to see them all go by.
But you mustn't get uncovered.
Oh, too hot. Too hot to be covered up. Open all the windows.
Now, come on, old thing. Lie back.
No, you won't do anything for me. Won't let me do anything. Won't let me sit up. Won't open the windows. You won't do anything for me. I don't.
Oh, poor dear.
Do you want a hand, Val?
No, I know I can manage. Oh, I wish we had something decent to cover them up with to keep them warm.
I'm sorry I'm late, Jeff. I'll take over now.
That's all right, Aoli. Started to get worried, though.
Oh, it's awful, isn't it? If any one of us are a few minutes late for anything, you think the worst has happened. That they've collapsed with some wretched fever.
Well, Vivian, Wilma Oram, Jean Ashton and I have been organizing ourselves into a new job.
What? Aoli, you can't do any more. You work harder than 10 strong men as it is.
Look, I'll be all right.
What is it, Aoli?
We're going to be nightmen. The original sanitary squad simply can't cope, so we're taking it over.
Oh. The Australians again. Always the Australians. Oh, the poor, down British.
Well, it's got to be done. The position is desperate.
The 4 girls work cheerily at their filthy job, 2 of them alternating each day. They even work double time so the pay won't be lost if one of them goes down with fever. Wish I could help them. But I'm back in bed again and down to 6 stone. Yesterday, letters arrived again from all over the world. But still, poor little Aoli hasn't heard from her family.
Did you get her letter, Jeff?
Oh, not this time, Aoli. Jess Doyle and Flo Trotter got some.
They're the luckiest of our girls. They hardly ever miss.
You still haven't heard from your people?
No.
That's extraordinary, you know. The only thing I can think is they didn't receive your cards.
That must be it. Can I do anything for you, Jeff, before I go?
Well, apart from giving me a new head, a pair of legs that don't shake, and some cold Irish stew on bread and butter. Not a thing.
I'll see if I can fix those little things for you. I'll let you know if I can get that coconut.
I came out of hospital a couple of days ago and went back on the nursing staff just as we had our first patient brought in with a fracture.
Second last trip, Violi.
Well, I hope these rain clouds keep rolling. I want a shower when we're finished. I'm really starting to smell like a drain.
Oh, this job isn't quite so bad now, though, since we've got the long pole to carry the buckets on.
No.
Is the bucket ready?
Yes.
But I'll go first this time.
Right. Be careful. Oh, which shoulder are you putting it on, left or right?
My left one. The right's getting sore.
Uh-huh. All right, now, lift.
Right. Left. Oh. You ready to move on?
Just a tick. I can't get it up.
Violi, what's happened to you?
Oh, I couldn't get it on my shoulder. I fell forward on it and I speared myself.
Can anyone curl? Here, let me have a look. Where did it hit you?
Right in the chest. It half winded me.
You'd better come over to the hut.
Look, I'll be all right in a minute. We've got to finish this.
Don't be so silly. I'll get Wilma or Jess. Come on, give me your hand.
I'll be all right, I tell you, if I can just get up. Oh!
Look, don't talk nonsense. You're going over to the hut and we're going to get Dr. McDowell to have a look at you. Come on. Let me help you.
Well, you won't be on the sanitary squad again for a while, Ioli.
Why, Jeff, what have I done?
Fractured a rib. Dr. McDowell will be here in a minute to bandage you up.
Oh, damn it, Austin.
Well, you've got one consolation.
What's that?
You have the honor of being the first fracture we've had to deal with.
That gives me a great comfort.
Jeff, come over here a minute, will you?
Coming.
I'll be back in a minute, Mrs. Stevenson.
Sister.
Yes, Val, what is it? Sister.
Help me lift Ray up a bit.
Oh.
I'm trying to get her to eat her rice.
Of course. Now, come on, old thing. Sit you up.
Don't. I want it.
Now, you must eat it, Ray.
Come on, just a little bit.
I'll swallow it. Just a drink of water.
Oh, this is terrible, trying to force desperately ill girls to eat this stuff. But if they don't eat it...
I know.
I can't eat it.
She seemed so much better a little while ago.
Then
she just lapses into semi-consciousness quite suddenly.
Now, come on. One more spoonful, old thing. Then we'll let you have a rest.
No, don't want it. Don't. We're too sick.
She's pretty sick, Jeff.
Lay her down again. I know, Val. She's never really, really recovered properly since that blasted Jap made her stand in the sun for so long. Just because a knot of wood fell out of the wall behind a bed space.
I know.
You stay with her, Val. I'll carry on with the rest of them.
Oh, thanks, Jeff.
It is now the beginning of February, and the camp is full of desperately ill women. Beriberi and Banker fever seem to be the worst. It's not letting up at all. However, it's extraordinary how a person can have a temperature of 104 every week or so and yet be able to work in between bouts of fever. Our monthly pay arrived yesterday, many months overdue.
Hello, Jeff. Are you communing with your inner self, or may Ioli and I join you?
Of course. Come and sit down. Oh, you must be worn out.
Did you hear what our lords and masters had the nerve to ask for today, Jeff?
Nope.
A squad of strong women to go and dig more graves.
Oh, really?
They stressed that they didn't want the same ones.
Quite a point, too. Since the wealthy and the strong don't have to do the work.
Of course, they pay others to do it for them. Oh, poor mutts like us.
I wish I hadn't had to sell my ration of cigarettes. Give anything for a decent cigarette tonight. I suppose the best thing to do is to go to bed and try to go to sleep and forget about it. Coming, Jeff?
I suppose so.
We should have locked the trees. They let them get like a jungle.
Like a jungle?
There shouldn't be a jungle here. This is my street. This is where I live. Why is there so much jungle already?
Viv, better get Dr. McDowell.
Oh, what
did she do, Jeff?
Oh, I don't know. Nothing, I suppose. But I think she'd better be told of Ray's condition.
All right, I'll get her.
Where's Val? Who's that?
It's Jeff, Ray.
Oh. Oh, hello, Jeff. Have I been at trial? I'm wandering a bit, aren't I?
Here. Have a drink of water.
Oh, thanks, Jeff. Where's Val?
She's gone off duty. Do you want to see her?
Yes, she's been wonderful to me. You all have, but Val especially. I just want to thank her.
I'll find her for you, Ray.
How's Ray, Jeff?
Well, Dr. McDowell's seen her again and has done everything she possibly can. So terrible, Viv, when you know the Japs are holding back the medical supplies that'd stop all this suffering. At least relieve it.
It's the useless feeling you have that's so terrible. Good as a drink of water to somebody in Ray's condition. That's all we can give her.
I know. The worst of it is that when we're ill, we know how damned useless it all is.
Who's with Ray now?
Val.
Well, I'll get on with the chores. Let me know if I can do anything for you. Val.
Val, how is she?
What?
Val, what's the matter?
She's gone, Jeff.
You mean Ray? She can't have. What are Ray?
She suddenly became unconscious. And just didn't recover.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, they've killed her, the murdering little swine. They've killed her.
We gave Ray a military funeral, all wearing our uniforms. It made the Japs sit up. They even stood to attention and removed their caps as we filed past their quarters, a thing they'd never done before. Ray's death has shocked all of us. And Val Smith has lost her best friend. Now the middle of February, and I am back in hospital again, alongside Kong, who is recovering from malaria and overwork. She's been a tower of strength, but like the rest of us, the hard work, no food, and constant illness is wearing her down. Kong is wonderful. She never complains and never admits to how ill she really is.
Sister Jeff, I have something to show you.
Oh, what is it, Kong?
Wait, I have it here under the sacking. Here it is. Look.
Kong, a jar of vanishing cream. Where on earth did you get that?
Oh, that is my secret. Open it.
Oh, goodness, I'd forgotten all about creams and makeup.
Can you get the top off?
Oh, wait a bit. Yes. Oh, isn't it a lovely perfume?
Go on, Sister Jeff, use some.
Oh, but Kong, there's not a great deal in the jar. You keep it for yourself.
I'd like to share it with you. Please have some.
Oh. Oh, this is complete luxury. It's the first face cream I've used for 3 years. Oh, goodness, isn't the perfume strong?
That is because you have got unused to such things.
Well, I've noticed that if any of the women wears face powder, you can smell her coming long before she reaches you.
I have noticed this, too.
Oh, heavens, we must have become down to earth. Oh, Kong, this is lovely. My skin feels wonderfully soft.
It will do a little good, though there is not enough to be much help.
How are you two girls today?
Well, at the moment, Mavis, I feel wonderful. Kong's just let me use some face cream.
Well, the luck of some people. Where did you get it, Kong?
I cannot say, Sister Mavis.
Must be your lucky day, Jeff. Ioli told me to bring this over to you.
Anyone would think it's my birthday. Look, Kong, half a banana and some chili.
Oh, have you the skin of the banana?
Yes.
Then give it to me with the chili. I will make it into something for you.
There's no doubt about it, Jeff. All your Christmases are coming at once.
I know.
Oh, are you warm enough? It's got quite cold since the rain started.
Just the weather for a bowl of hot soup.
Well, we can't run to that, but Vi McElnay and I are going to start frying up all the patient's rice so that it'll at least be a bit more warming.
That will be most welcome, Sister Mavis. But how will you manage to cook it?
Well, Kong, it'll be a bit of a job. We'll have to wangle our way outside the camp to get sticks and things to keep our fire going. But it'll be worth it, as people are willing to pay 10 cents to have a hot meal.
Good thing. That'll mean you can buy a bit of extra food for yourself when it comes in.
That's the idea.
And you certainly look as if you need it.
I'll be your first customer.
And I will be the second.
Oh, no, no, no. We're not going to charge our own girls to hot their food up.
Why not?
Oh, we couldn't do that, Jeff. You're in the family.
That is kind, Sister Mavis. But I am not one of the family.
Well, almost, Kong.
I think you should charge us reduced rates, but at least charge something.
We'll see. I'll get going. Vi and I have to gather wood. We'll collect your rice later if we can start our enterprise today.
This is a very good idea, Sister Jeff, what Sister Mavis is going to do. It will be more cheerful than eating cold, wet rice.
You bet it will.
Kong,
What are you doing?
Oh, I am chopping the chili up. If you will give me some of the banana skin, I will put it in the bowl and chop it also.
Well, we'll have to eat the piece of banana first. Here you are.
Oh, thank you.
Here's your share.
Thank you, Sister Jack.
Well, what will this turn out to be when it's made, Kong?
I will call it a hellfire sambal. I will ask for it to be cooked, and you can have it on your rice.
It must take hours to make. Chop it all up, I mean.
But what else is there to do?
So Kong squats on her bed space and chops away as she chats away. And in the end, her hellfire sambal gives the rice quite a pip. Mac and Mavis were as good as their word, and now we have one, sometimes two, warm meals of rice. Being nurses as well as patients, we work quite hard while we're in hospital. It's silly, really.
Hello, Jeff. Have you finished for a while?
Yes, Daddy. I have to take a turn of night duty tomorrow night.
Yeah, it'll be kept going pretty hard all night, I can tell you.
I know. Really, we have far less work to do when we're not patients.
What have you been doing today?
Well, helping with the convalescence rations and dealing out the food.
You work too hard, Sister Jan.
Oh, listen to who's talking.
That's the pot calling the kettle black if ever I heard it, Kong.
What would you? The work has to be done.
Well, then.
You still do too much.
How are you feeling, Steady? Any better?
So. There's nothing the matter with me that a couple of good square meals wouldn't cure. A meal that didn't include rice.
Hello, girl.
Oh, hello, Mavis.
Good evening, Sister Mavis.
Hello, thing.
Oh, dear. Oh, I must sit down for a minute.
Here, wait till I move my legs a bit. Here you are.
Thanks, Jeff.
You look all in, Mavis.
I'm worried about Reen. She's definitely got beriberi. She's pretty sick.
But I thought she was improving a bit.
Oh, we all did, Jeff, but she's had a relapse.
Is there anything any of us can do?
Oh, you know there's not, Steady. Without drugs to fight these things, we're powerless.
Who's with her?
Trot at the moment.
Oh.
If you do not rest, Sister Mavis, you will become ill yourself from exhaustion.
I can't rest, Kong.
You must, for your own sake and for the sake of your friends.
Kong's right, you know, Mavis.
I suppose so.
I know so. Now go back to the hut and try and get some sleep. Trot will take good care of Reen.
I'll try. Good night, kids.
Night. Good night.
Night, night.
On the 20th of February, dear old Reen died. We were all terribly sad. Everyone liked Reen so much. She was always cheerful and helped us to weather many of our worst moments in camp. She was in her early 30s. I find it very hard to write these days, as there is nothing pleasant to write about. Camp life is just an existence now. No more concerts or charades or sing-songs. When the day's work is done, people go off to their beds and lie there until morning.
Good evening, Sister Jeff. What are you doing on duty?
Oh, evening, Kong. Cherry Gardam is down with the wog, so Ioli and I are splitting a time between us. Feeling any better, Steady?
Frankly, no.
What about you, Kong?
I'm all right, Sister Jeff, but so weak. One cannot fight this weakness.
You look as if you've been thrashing around your bed space like a windmill, Steady. Let me see if I can make you more comfortable.
I don't toss about much when I'm conscious, or I try not to, but I go off and come to in this mess. Now,
wait till I see if I can straighten you out without disturbing you too much.
I wonder what it'll feel like to go back to nursing again in a proper hospital and having real sheets and pillows to deal with.
Not to mention mattresses and room to work in. There. Is that better?
Feels fine.
Now I must stay a minute and tell you the news.
Oh, something good, Sister Jeff.
Yes, Cog, for change.
Well, come on, old thing, spit it out.
We're going back to Sumatra.
Oh, thank God.
But this is wonderful news. When, Sister Jeff?
Well, it's not certain, but quite soon. Sometime this month.
This month? Oh, now, wait a minute. Where are we? All the days have been the same for so long, I lose track of them.
It is March. Beware the Ides, the dog months.
Well, the main thing is that we're getting away from this camp.
Why can't we start straight away? Everybody hears. Every time you have a day here, it's 10 years off your life.
Oh, it will be a great problem moving so many people who are ill.
It won't be a problem to the Jeps. It'll be most uncomfortable for the patients. However, it'll be worth it. And you two had better make a special effort to be walking patients by the time we leave.
We'll do our darndest.
I've stopped here long enough gossiping. I must get back to work.
Oh, thank you for the news, Sister Jeff. I feel better already. Now there is something to look forward to. You will see how quickly we will improve.
Listen to that rain.
Oh, the well should fill a little.
Have you seen Blanche Hempstead today, Jeff?
Oh, only for a few minutes, Mavis, when I took the meal into the ward. Why?
She doesn't seem to be getting any nourishment out of the food.
There's not much nourishment to get.
She's in a pretty advanced state of malnutrition.
And with Berry on top of that, she's got a hard row to hoe. Oh, she'll be all right once we get away from here. This darn white rice is no good at all.
Oh, I hope we get away quickly for Steady's sake.
For all our sakes.
I don't know what's the matter with me tonight, Jeff. Must be the rain giving me the willies. I'm afraid for Steady, just as I was afraid for Reen Singleton. Just as I'm beginning to be afraid for all of us here in this death trap.
Drink a little of this, Steady.
What is it?
Good water. I managed to boil a little bit. Ah, that's right. Now, if you'll eat your rice up, I'll give you the latest news of the day.
Bribery and corruption.
It is a fair bargain.
There, you see, Kong's on my side.
All right.
Well, we are not going to Palembang after all.
Oh, no.
But...
Oh, there is a but.
Our famous or infamous Mr. Seeky has spoken again.
As the wind rattles dead leaves.
Well, not this time, Kong. He tells us we're going to a place called Lobok Lingau, which is on the far side of Sumatra from here. We go back across the Banker Strait, up the river to Palembang, then train across Sumatra and finally travel in trucks.
It sounds like a long journey. Is there a date yet set for us to go?
We're supposed to leave here on the 20th of March. That's when? The day after tomorrow, isn't it?
That doesn't give us much time to get better. We'll have to hurry up, Kong.
Don't worry, Sister Steady. We will get there. And then you will see how we will improve.
We're all busily preparing for the move. Every one of us anxious to get away from here, but sad at having to leave our comrades in this terrible place. So far, we've had 61 deaths in the short time we've been here. We're told that Banker Island is known as Dead Man's Island.
Listen again for a further episode of this true story of Australian women at war. White Coolies is based on the diary written secretly in a Japanese prison camp by Sister Betty Jeffrey, especially adapted for radio by Gwen Friend, and produced by Fifi Banbard for Australasian Radio Productions.